Cool. Alrighty.
Cock?
Cock hard. Oh, fuck! The bot recorded that! Fuck! Fuck! No! I'm gonna say a slur!
Send it to his mom. Send it to his mom now.
Please don't send that to my butter. Fuck off!
Would never do that.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
You'd be very tempted to.
He wouldn't, but he was gonna
slap the DMs. I can't ruin my only link to her.
Fuck. Fuck off!
I just messed with her. Okay, y'all are currently leaving Brimstone, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm on... I forgot the name.
You forgot the name of your horse?
I'm trying to remember how I said it.
Vilhelm, I don't know how I said it.
It was like Wundersnoot or something.
Boofenschneifer.
Yeah, Bootenschneifer.
Boofenschneifer.
Boofsniffer.
Wolfensniffer.
Okay, yeah. Now you just sound like a racist.
Good. That was the goal.
Well, you know what my goal is? To fuck you in the ass. Bend over.
By the way, Dragon, that turns off the loop. They just for that.
Hello. Me when I have lube. No protection.
Now, I'll leave this up to a party to vote. Dragon rolled a D100 for me to for travel. Are you guys accepting of the wonderful number that is 32, or as a party, would you like to re-roll?
Nope. The fate of the dice. Fade of the dice.
Fill me in real quick. Butter asked me to roll a D100 mm-hmm. for the session, and I did it. I did it like 2 hours ago. I rolled a 32. Are you happy with that number, or does the party want to
reroll? What are you rolling for?
I don't know. That's the fun thing.
You're rolling it for. You don't know what it does.
Roll that bitch again, bro.
We have one vote for roll that bitch again.
Oh, we're voting as a group.
I would assume it's a group vote.
It's a group vote. I wasn't just going to unilaterally take Dragon's roll.
Okay, cool.
Unless everybody's okay with that. It's up to you guys.
It's up to everyone.
It's God, all right? I don't get to make the rules here.
What?
I'm accepting whatever the group's accepting.
Fade of the dice.
Fade of the dice.
Alrighty, so 32 it is.
The DM's smiling!
No!
I'm not smiling.
Really?
Turns on his camera, starts, he's black!
And shoot him!
Okay, but no, actually though. As you guys begin to make your way away from Brimstone,
just for the record,
the 32 that you rolled was for the different ways that he could show up.
Shika, Naka.
Shut up!
But no, a 32. As you guys are leaving Brimstone, you guys look back at the poor city that you guys have single-handedly caused to collapse and become a horrible place to be. As you see two people running towards you carrying a cart. On the back of the cart, you see your good friend, Omar, wrapped in bandages.
Oh, no.
Sipping on some wonderful healing potion.
Oh, nice.
He's sipping that drink.
I was wondering what we were forgetting.
As they catch up to you guys, Mr. Omar, sir.
Yes?
Who would you have told them was your emergency contact?
What the fuck? Shit. Obviously, I don't know, some...
Right? Obviously me, right?
Wait, it's one of you guys? I'm so confused. What's happening?
Yes, so... you collapsed and was puking all over the floor, so some medics went and got you.
Obviously.
Because last session you literally puked all over your keyboard.
Roleplay, baby.
Yeah. So they took you, put you in bandages, and gave you a healing potion, and are now trying to get you back to whoever you said was your emergency contact.
Yep. Oh, it's that one monkey, Dwagon.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I expected as much, but I didn't want to just assume.
Omar, I thought we had a mutual here.
Who is this coon?
Okay.
We got that on record. As they catch up, they look over to you, to Mr. Arendell, and says, "Are you Arendell?"
Yes, that is I.
Perfect. He's your problem now. What? As they kind of dump him out of the cart and make a run for it. Obviously, they didn't like him very much.
Damn, Omar, just gonna take that?
What the fuck? Can you be a little more gentle?
Not after what you said about my mother!
Yeah, that's an Omar thing.
That's an Omar thing to say! Shane leans over the cart and says, like, what did you say about her mother?
What'd you say, bro?
What could you have possibly said whatever to piss off
whatever you say, it's on
them?
The tapes, so like...
Oh, you guys do realize that wasn't me who said that shit about mom.
Oh no, it is now. It's canon.
It is now.
When you leave, I have full control over what your character says and does. And apparently, he insulted that person's mother.
Whose mother?
The guy who healed you.
Half-elf.
Some kind of half-elf. Oh. Hi guys. You can just. Ignore what he said. It's okay. Nothing happened. That was just, you know.
It sounds sick. Like something seriously happened.
I'm gonna completely, like, 1,000-yard stare at Omar. What did you say?
Why are you looking at me like that for?
I'm gonna look at him too, the same way.
I didn't do anything.
What did you say?
I was just conversing with the beautiful woman of the city. And
you called her a stripper.
Real quick, as you're trying to justify yourself and you're getting the 1,000-yard stare from those two, you clock off in the distance a deer who is also giving you same 1,000-yard stare.
Butters, do I see the deer?
No, it's behind you at this point.
Okay, cool.
Only what he clocks.
Fuck? Him too! Get the fuck out of here, monkey!
I like turn and I'm like, what? Is that your deer friend, Arendelle?
What? Where? I turn around.
I had very the same deer. Time.
It is, as far as you can tell, probably the same deer.
Guys, it's the guardian of the forest.
Noon.
Guardian of the forest.
He is he's the all knowing.
Noon.
Is he a
deer? Oh, Andrew, shut the fuck up.
I'm voice acting as a deer. Fuck
shut
off.
Up.
Anyway. What was going on with you guys in Brimstone? What?
Well.
I walked into a city and walked out of a shit house.
Yeah.
Shit happens.
Yeah.
Can someone nonchalant answer my question?
Shit happens.
Are you talking about how Brimstone is just like ultimately in a bad spot right now?
Yes.
So we may or may not have killed their god.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
The political climate. Okay.
Let's just say we may or may not have taken out the competition. I'm sorry.
I wasn't expecting the competition.
Sleepy Joe is no more. Joe is gone.
I'm sorry. No, so we may or may not have caused a big scene killing their messiah.
Yeah, sort of their messiah. The gift to humanity.
He was a fraud.
If he's dead, then I guess he's a fake.
That's true.
Yes, clearly. I mean, he's in the ground. Actually, thinking about it now, he kind of doesn't have a head.
Yeah, he's missing a head.
Do we still have the head?
Oh, yeah. I turn over to Yin Lair and I'm like, what did you do with the head anyway?
Yin Lair, what did you do with the head?
I pulled the head out.
Oh, it's just a skeleton.
Okay, bro.
I don't know if I think it would smell really bad.
I mean, it's been like stare at Nate.
Rotting? Is it rotting or no? Is it still?
I don't think it would be pristine.
Or is it still pristine? He was a magical being. He was a very strong magical being.
Hey, but is this head woodily rotting?
I think our DM hit God?
God.
Oh my yeah. God. I hate myself. Yes, it is beginning to rot.
Damn it.
How much what?
Brain rot!
Not a whole lot. Just enough to rot.
From Skibbity to Sigma, how much what?
I hate you all.
That brings a whole new meaning to brain rot.
From Skibbity to Sigma, Shut the fuck up.
Avoiding this topic completely. Butter, do I clock eyes with the deer?
I guess you could. Yeah.
I mean, do I? How close is it, or how far away is it?
Quite far away. Like close enough that you can make out that it's a deer, but I mean,
I'm gonna give it a wave, just like hey.
Noon.
When you wave, it appears to move on, start to walk, walk away. You guys are about like here-ish at this point, so gracious. He'd be like somewhere over here-ish, and he just starts to walk off.
Can he get hit by a truck?
No. I turn to Arendelle and I'm like, is this the deer you talked about earlier? The one that followed you around?
Yes, he's what I believe is the guardian of the forest.
Do you have any evidence for that?
He's from the forest.
Oh. He's from the forest. He watches me, and he warned me of dangers.
So I don't know much about you guys, but why are you talking to a deer?
Why are you not?
It's the guardian of the forest. How dare you?
How dare you disown the name of the guardian?
I can see why they just left you here.
Fuck that deer.
How about I fuck your ass?
Okay, do you want to get a... You want to get a room?
Guys.
I give him the riz. I start mogging.
No.
Can we not bring mogging into this campaign, please? Can we avoid brain rot for more than an hour
in this household?
I'm gonna roll a d20 for mogging being in the campaign.
Nat 1.
Okay, so it isn't.
It is not in. It is fucking not in.
No, it's not in.
It's thank you, God! Anyways.
Totally.
What time is it, Butter? Is it still, like, you know, morning?
It would be... let me validate this. Yeah, so it would be a good... probably about noon at this point, yeah.
Alrighty, I mean, now that everyone is here, I mean, I don't think I'm gonna start counting heads. 1, 2, 3.
Well, you are missing.
Where's Jim?
Yeah. Well, he's stealthy, right? So that's his normal.
Oh, what if he's here and we just can't see him?
It could be.
Yeah, legend says he's still doing the wave.
Who the fuck is Jim?
The one you met earlier. Actually, have you met him?
Has he met Jim?
I don't know if he has. He's an
elusive sort.
Is very Jim quiet. Slim?
Mm-hmm.
No, Jim is very thick.
Oh.
Wait, can you say that again, but just a little bit louder?
I said, is Jim slim?
Not. Fuck off. I don't want to hear your voice. You
Man, fuck you, I guess.
You were looking at me all monkey. Crazy earlier.
What did you say?
What did you... That's a slur.
Monkey is a slur in Elvish, apparently.
No, it's not.
Aragorn is a dark elf.
No!
Dark elf!
So at this point, because Butter, we're on the cart, correct? We're just stopped, pulled over, giving Nero a lift, right?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
We're basically just pulled over. We stopped.
Yeah, you guys stopped chilling on the side of the road for a second.
Who, if no one's getting the guys going at the moment, I'm going to start getting them going.
Yeah.
And I'll turn over to Nero. Is it Nero or Nero? Because I'm going to have to think that
it's in my Nero. Head.
Narrow. Just like, never mind.
Robert.
Yeah. I turn over to him as I like kind of yeah the haunts.
What are you yawing?
The haunts. We have a haunts pulling the cart, so I'm yawing the haunts.
Who? Do you mean a horse?
Yeah, the haunts. The horse.
His name is Hans.
Yeah. Oh, my fault. My fault. My name is Bushnifer.
Okay.
Uh-huh. My horse's name is Bushnifer.
You have your separate horse you're going on.
It's Elvin for...
Wait, I have a horse?
Not you.
No. I have a horse.
He does.
How do I get a horse?
Because you're broke!
No.
No, I'm not.
You get your money up!
I turn over to him, and I just say, we stopped up in Brimstone to check to make sure everything was fine. Didn't really have any time. Arendelle, a couple days ago, actually at this point about a week ago, he saw some sand, and it doesn't necessarily mean much to you, but where we're heading could mean a lot to me if this is what I think it is. So there's a lot I have to explain, but just note that we might see some crazy things, but we also may not see anything.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
So, I guess, shall we head on to our destination? The cave in the mountains?
Yeah, you just hear,
Lucifer! Away!
Cave, or were we stopping to look at the... like the town. I thought we were stopping
at the town.
Yeah, we already went past the town.
Yeah, we
I thought we were going like in it. We
did. Could be. We looked around.
Yeah. We went.
Oh.
I think he was on his pills.
We slept.
We went
there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, we didn't. Did we?
No. I don't think we slept. We just kind of went and then we took a camp time. Every time basically we've done camp, it's been me casting Tiny Hut in the middle of the woods. So that way.
Yeah.
You know, why don't we ask the guy who knows this? Butter, are we past or in Brimstone?
You guys are past, according to the what you guys discussed last time. Yeah. You went into there, were surprised how different it was, discussed briefly about the possibility of Shane going to speak with the creature down in the thing, and said that you guys didn't want to, so then you guys were leaving Brimstone.
Yeah.
Creature.
I turn over to Arendelle and just say, as the horses are kind of going and I'm casting Haste 2 on it, before you get off, just making sure you're gonna have to lead me to where this is because I haven't been up here. Hopefully your dear friend can show us if he's actually a guardian of some sorts.
The guardian of the forest only shows himself when necessary, but he's not hostile unless you are hostile towards him.
Well, I don't plan on doing that. So
I look at Nero. I look away.
Are you insinuating something?
Oh, I would never.
Okay. I look at Nero.
I look at Nero. I look away.
I look at Nero. I give him a wink. I look away.
I look at Nero.
Everyone.
He does not look away.
I do not
down
look
Nero.
Away.
You see his pants coming into a rise.
What? I don't know who's after that kind of power.
Let's imagine for a moment that I have psychic powers.
Let's imagine for a moment I can stop time.
Cool. We continue Bubder, and I let Aaron the way, and I cast
Haste. My horse is permanent Haste 2. You don't have to cast it on me.
Alright.
My horse is elite. Bushnifer.
So because you guys are traveling at a solid thing, that would be... One second, hang on.
What's the miles per horsepower?
By the way, Butter.
Yeah, that's not true. Okay. What?
I remember basically the path I took, right?
Yeah.
For the most part, every time we go to like stop at a place, I should know where like the locations of like water, maybe like some extra sources of food, like that, right? Okay. Whenever we get to a stopping point, probably somewhere near where I think water is would be a good place to stop.
Okay. So as you guys continue on your travels, all is good.
Until
you just get, as it's getting dark, Arendelle points out a good place to stay, that has a small little well prepared to get water and a decent little place to set up camp.
Yeah, I think we just get off, get out there. Set it down. I'll start ritually casting a Tiny Hut. And just kind of say, about 9-ish minutes left before you should get under here. And then it's nap time, regardless if you go to bed early or not.
Already, huh? Good night, Blue Schneifer. Be safe.
And so you guys all go in the tiny hut and go to sleep?
Yeah.
Sure.
Actually, just to be safe, I think I'll sleep outside.
Okay.
To make sure there's no, like, thieves for the horses.
That's true.
And I'm already used to this path, so I know where I can be and where I can't be.
Top of the trees.
Okay.
I'll take watch for a little bit and then doze off.
Yeah. Just
alrighty.
Be careful of the sentient deer that follows you at night.
It's a nice guardian of the forest. I don't know why you're so wary of it.
Because most creatures that follow you have a tendency to either be ill-willed or there's something greater at play here.
I think you judge too harshly.
Oh, I hope I do. I feel like I don't judge people enough.
Wow.
All right. As you kind of stand guard dragon, everything seems fine. So eventually you don't sleep. You go into your trance.
That's right, he can still hear and he's still awake. Yeah.
Yep. Dragon, make a perception check.
Ooh. The deer of many forests. He watches.
Perception, I got a plus 3.
This bug's trying to get one up for real.
That'll be a 14 plus 5 because I just got smarter.
Okay.
So 19.
Then you would hear kind of leaves kind of ruffle a bit as something is moving closer towards the party, essentially, the tiny hut that they have. It's coming from about behind you.
If I'm sleeping how I slept on my last trip here, I'm most likely on like a treetop, right? Or like a branch. If possible, I'm going to flip my hood up just in case it is anything suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
And with dark vision, do I see anything near me within 60 feet?
So you want to like glance over and look at it?
Yeah, glance around, see what's happening.
As you do, you see a very friendly deer.
I'll take my hood off.
He has an apple in his mouth that he doesn't really notice you as he walks up to the Lehman's tiny hut thing and notices that it can't enter, so it just puts the apple right on the outside. And then just trances kind of dances away.
No. Hang on. How long was this, like, are we all knocked out? Because Shane will stay up, like, an hour after everyone just to write.
This would be later into the night.
Yeah.
Okay, this is making sure.
Like, it's very dark.
Cool.
But yeah, it just kind of dances off. As you appreciate that and go back to sleep, you sleep and get wonderful bits of rest, and you don't wake up until the morning. And when you wake up, quote unquote, wake up in the morning, you notice that he must have come back many times more, as there are about 12 apples right there on the outside.
Oh, yeah. Damn!
4 hours, so he's got a whole lot more time than we do. It's like 4 hours before we wake up.
Just to be safe, did the apples don't look like they've been tampered with, right? If I inspect one?
No, they don't look like they've been tampered with or anything. They look, of course, they're not exactly the cleanest of all apples, as they were in a deer's mouth, but...
I'm gonna wipe one off and feed it to my horse.
Alright.
Blue Schneifer.
Hey, in case you're wondering, there are no negative effects of this.
No, I had a feeling. The Guardian of the Forest will never do me wrong. Right, I'm assuming I'm the only one currently up and about.
We have 4 hours before we wake up, bro.
Alright.
Roughly.
Well, then I guess I'll just wait around.
Alright. I guess as the rest of you awaken, as the tiny hut kind of expires, you all notice, unless Dragon took care of them, the apples sitting...
I might have wiped them off, but...
Yeah, you would have noticed, you guys would notice the apples that are just sitting to the side.
Good morning. What is all the apples about, anyway?
Oh, the Guardian brings his greetings.
Did he say anything?
No, he just came by periodically in the times of the nine, just left us his welcoming gift. They're not poisonous or anything. I've already fed one to Bushknifer, and he seems fine.
Yeah, I know. I figured. I mean, it's just... It's very odd. I don't know. Maybe his nature likes you, but also I don't believe anything is a coincidence.
If he only liked me, then... Well, he never even saw me. But... You know, he, whatever he is, he's a kind soul.
He's good at scavenging, I can tell you that. Next time we see him, you know that thing that happens where I kind of lose it for a little bit?
Oh, you mean when you go...
Yeah. Or like the time I actually tried that disgusting thing called alcohol.
Alcohol itself is not disgusting by itself. It's just that you had the good stuff.
Yeah, well, regardless, I didn't like it. But if I can, I'm going to attempt to see him again and see if I can control that. I don't know.
I personally would not mess with the Guardian of the Forest.
Well, if the worst thing that can happen is, I don't know, I...
Just don't anger him. He's kind.
Well, luckily for the most part, I mean, you've experienced it. I don't know what it's like, but I don't glow with blue radiant energy, do I? I don't really do anything other than what happens to me. Like, do I just...
Well, sometimes you just collapse.
Yeah, that's healthy, I'm sure.
No,
definitely not. I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, sorry. You humans and your sarcasm.
Oh, yeah. It's also just early in the morning and I can't think. So there's that. But how far away are we from our location?
Butter, we're like right here, right?
Or like... you guys are probably, yeah, about there.
Okay. We still got, like, 3 days left? Butter, you think?
It took you 3 days to get here, so probably a good 2.5 days, about.
Two and a half days if we just keep going and don't take any useless stops.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know this place, so there's no point for me to go exploring anywhere that I'm not needed.
We won't be making a stop at her place, because I don't want to... One, I do not want the golems to intrude, and two, I just don't want to talk with her at the moment. She's probably in her own thing right now.
And I mean, like, it's just manners not to show up to someone's house if you're not invited, right? So.
True, and I already did that once.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to you about that. Anyways, you said on this trip you wanted to learn detect magic, correct?
If possible, if you can teach me how to use that spell, it would be...
Yeah, I tap... Great. Who's... I'll tap Yin Lair on the shoulder, kind of just say, hey, do you think you can kind of lead the cart today? I gotta get with Arendelle and teach him something.
No worries. I can go ahead and take some elsewhere. Just gonna head off.
Cool. All right, let's get up, ladies.
No.
Crack the back, crack the hands.
I literally just did that in real life. Yeah, I can't lie.
Yeah, and then what I do is then I reach in the bag. I make sure the dodecahedron is still there. Is it? Just double checking.
The
deer mistook it for an apple.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, bro.
I touch it. No, I'm joking.
You die.
You die. That's when I like to go taking out the competition.
That's when I... Sleepy Joe is gone. Now it's just Kamala.
Cool. One more down. One down to go.
Kamala will not win.
No. No.
Mar-a-Lago.
Okay.
I think we get on the cart. We start heading out. And I think if, I basically have detect magic, so I don't know if I can teach him this. So we'll see.
If I am going on to the cart, then... Butter, will my horse follow? Or can I attach him to the cart?
What we'll do, for the sake of simplicity, we will say that that the cart you have is very conveniently has another slot for a horse that you just guys have just empty. Oh. And for the sake of simplicity, whenever your horse is pulling, you guys are under the effects of the haste on the horse. So that way you don't have to hold concentration and you can
teach him.
I will say, though, for limiting it, preventing stinking problems, you can't cast haste two on that horse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then that's fine. Then we're good. We can just tie him up and shit and then hop on the cart.
I kind of get to the back because I'm assuming we're going. Just say, if you guys want to listen in, you can. I don't know how good I am at explaining things, but here's the ground rules. Arendelle, I have two questions for you. First one being, you obviously know how magic works, baseline, right?
For the most part, although it's very... it might differ from us, since I am more...
Yeah. You channel your magic through your arm, right?
I use my arm as like a magical conduit.
Okay. So... for the most part, then, this is going to be a little bit better for you because you can see most spellcasters have to have a focus or a component. At least nowadays they do, from what I've been reading about, which is weird. Before, I could just snap my fingers. Kind of is the same, a little bit different here and there. But what you need to worry about is what we call the reach. And it's very simple. And you see Shane hold his hand out in front of him. And he like grabs something and it's almost like it's what's the best way to put it? Almost like a spider web. So he like plucks at it. It's like a guitar string almost. And it's like a purple translucent radiant that shows up for a second and then fades away. So what I need you to do is I need you to think of your, well, it differs from person, but what I do is I think of the most happiest moment, the simple thing that I can focus on that allows me to feel either excited or some sort of joy. For me, that's my home.
Okay.
So when I reach out, I like to believe, I'm almost, I'm not sure if you're familiar with lutes, but playing almost like a string.
When I know what a lute is.
Yeah. When you do that, just envision in your head your happiest spot in your life.
Okay, Butter, do I need to specifically tell you what the happiest moment of my life is?
You don't have to, no.
Well, it's pretty obvious.
If you would like to.
In Arendelle's mind, he's surfing. He's in a dark place. He's in a gray zone. He's in weird areas. He's surfing through his memories, and then he clicks onto one. The memory he clicks onto is about halfway through the war. Arendelle on a mission with his team. And it was a bloodbath.
I thought it was gonna be wholesome.
But him and his team were nobody got injured. No, it was probably their cleanest mission they've ever done.
No, it wasn't.
No survivors.
No survivors.
It was just pure. It was a it was a small team of like six members, including me. And we were an absolute unit. We had each other's back. We were just going through it. And Arendelle's happiest moment of his that he can think of at the moment is literally just slaying down hundreds of dark elves. And then he reaches out. Do I feel the strings that he's talking about Butter?
Absolutely, you do.
Cool. And because of the way I was thinking in my head, I probably would have like seen this sort of. If that's the case, do I? I guess that's a better question. Do I see that?
I would say yeah. You would yeah.
Okay, I say good. Now, whatever thought you have in your head, whether it be something with your mom, probably the war, I'm assuming. yeah, I figured. Now what I want you to do is I want you to just think of, instead of plucking at the cord, I want you to just hold it and bring it close to you and almost like bring it to your eyes. And for the sake of this, Butter, can I say I prepared my quote-unquote detect magic so I can just cast it instantly? Okay. And then you'll see Shane kind of pull, and it's like almost like he's struggling for a second, like almost like this tension in his hand. And then when he gets to his eyes, he releases and a almost like this purple like firework ignites in his eye. And say, just do what I do. Copy me.
Okay. I guess I try to copy him exactly how he just did it.
Alrighty, make a arcana check, please.
Please. I think I have good arcana.
Does he have advantage?
Yeah, I have +8.
Because I'm helping him and I'm teaching him.
I'm going to say no, because this is completely out of the ordinary for this type of thing, so.
Luckily, it is a 21, but I can make it a 26.
Do it. Do it.
I'm gonna make it a 26. Fuck it.
A 26? Alright.
I just got smarter.
As you just do it, and you're just, your mind just, oh
shit, it clicks in my head. There we go. Boom.
And you are able to replicate it to a very, very small effect. If Shane had purple fireworks go off, you have maybe a firecracker. Unfortunately, you don't get any of the fun effects that come with it, but you're definitely on the right track.
What I will suggest, because it looks like you're getting close, I'm not probably the best teacher for this. All I can recommend is just to practice that motion and do what you can. If you need any more guidance, I'll be happy to give it to you, but if you get this down, this is essentially the baseline for not just detecting magic, but also using it to a certain extent.
Okay. I'll work on it every night. See how I can... how that can work.
Yeah. And if you want help, just let me know. I mean, as you know, I don't really have anything going on for the next 2.5 days. Does anyone else want to learn this magic, too, while we're at it? I mean...
take that as a no. Yeah. Nerds.
For the purposes of this, Dragon, every time that you... every night, essentially, that you study this and you try again, you get to add +2 to your Arcana check.
Ooh, okay.
So, for example, tonight, say if you try it, then you get your roll, your bonus, +2. The day after, your roll, plus bonus, +4. So on and so forth.
Gotcha.
Interesting.
Alrighty.
Well, I will, be in the front, and I guess we will stop for a second. You'll get off. We'll follow you.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. And just to be real quick, Butter, if I like scan the perimeter either with my eyes, with my crow, either one, do I see the deer at all?
You do. As you look for it, you can kind of see it off in the distance, somehow always seeming to stay in front of you, even though you guys are constantly moving.
Yeah.
Still just kind of watching.
Yeah, as soon as I see it, I say, guys, you're going to hate me for this, but I promise it'll be worth it. And I try to, like, be on time and just try to figure out a glimpse beyond time, see what I can
get. Okay.
So I got a roll on the D6.
The Guardian of the Forest!
I got a 5. On my D6, so I think it's long term.
Okay. One second.
Or no, not long term. It's like permanent. Sorry.
Hang on, I have to Google it back up every darn time because I do not know how to make stinking. Okay. You said which one?
It was a 5, which I think means it's permanent, I'm pretty sure.
I believe so. Okay. Do you want me to roll the D100 or do you want to?
Yeah, I don't have a D100 on me at the moment.
You can just roll 2
D10s. I can do it for you.
Could do that. Go for it. just don't get a 1 and we'll be fine.
Oh, that's a 12.
Well, that's better than a 1.
Okay. As you use this. Wait, you said a 12?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. As you focus intently on this deer in the distance, you kind of find yourself kind of an out-of-body experience looking at a snapshot of time, as you're kind of used to at this point. You see what is not a deer, but appears to be a woman of sorts.
I've been misgendered.
You can't see a face on her as you're looking like from behind. She has a long flowing white dress on. In front of her is a you can't really see him. It's less of a person and more of a absence of space.
Okay.
In the shape of a person. Almost as though even through your unique ability, he has been cut out, exempt from it.
Interesting.
He seems to be either instructing or speaking to this woman. You can't see the environment either. Even though you're used to seeing spans of fields or houses whenever you use this type of magic, you seem to have been disconnected from all that. And all you can see is this one moment in time.
Interesting.
As you snap back to reality and instinctively beg for alcohol.
Not again. Not again. Shane just like drops on a knee and says, "Oh, great. Here we go again. Do you guys have that alcohol by any chance?"
Please!
Yinlair? Yinlair?
Yes.
I can't get alcohol. Do you have the good stuff on you?
Do you have the good stuff?
Please He's doing me. It again!
Do you have the good stuff?
I have a little bit of it left, but seeing as it happened last time and I...
Give him a drop so he can knock the fuck out.
Please.
Butter, can I measure, like, just... I want to give him just barely enough to conk him out. I have not had time to refill my flask yet.
As soon as I see it fall out, I'm like, "Oh, you gotta hold me back. Someone hold me back."
I'm holding him back. I'm fucking grappling him.
Okay.
Hold me back.
Shane, calm the fuck down!
And now you can't make him think.
So, yeah, you kind of measure out a decent amount in a small little cup that you have. So you're gonna hand him just what appears to be far less than even a shot of this stuff.
Yep.
Thank right. you. Oh, I take that down it. Be like, "Please, I need more. I need..."
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
Okay.
Was he in the cart or was he outside of the cart
when
he
just collapsed?
In the cart.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, bro. How do you keep getting the drunk one?
I don't know, man.
I kiss him. I smooch him.
Yeah, well, I'm out.
Yinlair, we're going to need to restock.
Say that one more time.
We're going to need to restock at some point if this is going to keep happening.
Especially if this keeps happening.
Dragon. Just a friendly reminder, you know of somebody who managed to get their hands on some, but
I do. I know. I know exactly who you're talking about too.
I was just saying,
do I risk it?
You can do whatever the crap you want.
Do it for the alcohol.
I was just reminding you that you do know of somebody that seems to have some type of connection.
Okay. Shane, you sleep tight. I'm gonna get out the cart. Hop on my horse, and I will lead. I will lead for the rest of the day on the path.
Okay. Are you going where I think you're going, or are we still just having
straight? I doubt we're gonna ride past her first, right?
No. If you wanted to stop there, it would be a good half day detour, at least.
I wouldn't.
We can do it on the way back if I feel like it's necessary, or if we even come on the way back. I don't think it's necessary, though.
You want me to come on the way back?
Okay. All right.
Worst comes worst, we can just get some cheap ass alcohol.
So, for the sake of session not lasting 14 years, we can kind of quote unquote speedrun this. You guys get to a good spot that Dragon has been before. You guys set up camp. All is good. Tie up your horses. Use Liamon's tiny hut. Go to sleep. Wake up. This time you find even more apples.
For that night, could I do the practicing of the magic?
Absolutely, yeah. Go ahead and roll me an Arcana check.
Nineteen base, but I just got smarter, so 24.
Alrighty. Once again, you seem to try and replicate it, and you can't really completely connect it, but you do definitely feel like you're getting closer.
Okay.
As once again, you all wake up, the apples are there, all is good. You guys definitely are either feeling appreciative or suspicious, depending on your character.
AKA hangover.
Yeah, Mr. Shane Everon is currently struggling with basic tasks as he is not used to being drunk at all.
Oh, bro, I don't even know. Like
Shane, are you okay, buddy?
Why do I keep wanting alcohol? Like, is that just like a thing? Do I secretly want alcohol?
Are you an alcoholic?
I shouldn't be.
I think you are.
I mean, I hated alcohol. I hate it.
It's the only thing that makes sense. This is like back to back occurrences.
I'm not gonna. And as soon as like he starts thinking about it, you see him like pause for a second, and just stare off, and not like in the way of drunk or like hangover, but like. Crap, I just got hit in the heart with something I forgot about.
Yep, we lost him.
He's dead.
He is drunk.
Is Fox just like 1,000 yards staring, completely unlocked with the world?
It would only be for like a brief second.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess we should just pack up and move along.
No.
We should.
Follow me.
Yeah, Arendelle. I think I'm able, as you can see, I'm able to more accurately use this, hopefully, even though it's got a ridiculous side effect of me wanting to drink everything in a 10-mile radius. I have to tell you about the deer and who she is.
Does she? Oh, I'm so sorry, Guardian.
Did you check under the hood?
I've never, like... That would, first of all, rude. Second of all, I'm not like that. Third of all, I've only had brief, meetings with the Guardian?
Yeah, well, some fishy. I don't know if it's just, I'll have to tell you later. We gotta get moving.
Yeah, we really should, because time is of the essence.
Yeah.
I don't know why time's of the essence, but it is.
Because the guy wants to kill the queen.
Pish posh.
I'm hoping we find a super weapon from my people. But if not, then whatever.
Most we'll find is sand and maybe something to make explosives.
Yeah. Hopefully that's it. Anyways. In a way.
Onwards, Bootsniper!
Bootsniper!
I cast Haste 2 on the haunt. Actually, can I cast Haste 2 on the haunts? Because I'm still, like, dozy? Or am I okay?
I'd say yes, you can cast...
Roll a drunk check. Spells.
Can I get a vibe check on myself?
Yeah. Alrighty. As you guys successfully do your traveling, if anybody checks or wants to know, yes, the deer is still there, yes, it is still watching. From afar, still. You guys...
I was just thinking in my head, like, if I caught him again, I mean, it's been not even 24 hours, so I guess I would just keep track of where he is. Like, how fast, like, I don't know how fast it's moving, But I get a general pull. Is this pull like sporadic? Like, is this thing fast or is it kind of just
staying? So every, essentially, every, you guys would see him or see her, sorry, at about an average of like once an hour as it kind of stands off in the distance for a couple minutes staring at you guys and then seems to run off and then appears again. You would feel the strength, I guess, because you're using the whatchamacallit can kind of sense general direction thing.
Mm-hmm. General, not speed though. I just,
yeah. It's kinda like that thing. You would kind of be able to tell that that she would be having to move very fast.
Yeah. Cool. As we're going.
For the record, no, this is not thinking.
I never said anything. Yeah, I never said anything.
Nokoten. It is not Nokoten.
I never said anything.
I just kind of yell out to Arendelle, hey, by the way, next time we take a nap, we're going to stay up and watch the deer.
What do you mean we're going to stay up and watch the deer?
I'll explain later.
I'm so sorry, Guardian of the Forest.
All right. Noon. As you guys continue your travels, it once again gets dark. However, this time you guys are a little bit past where Arendelle went previously. So you wouldn't really know the best place to stop. So you're just kind of on the lookout and you find what seems to be a pretty decent spot. It doesn't have water this time. There isn't a well, but there's a pretty decent spot to set up camp.
Yeah, some light.
Cool. I assume you guys stop, take care of the horses, whole nine yards.
Yeah, I prestidigitation the horse, so I clean them. You know, they all look pristine now.
Gotcha.
Thank you. My boot sniffer appreciates it.
What exactly are you wanting to do here?
I'll ritually cast, or whatever, the tiny hut. However, I would like to stay on the outside of it with Arendelle, specifically just this one night, and wait until the deer shows.
So, are you going to skip sleeping? Is that what you're doing?
He can sleep. I'll just stay up, or at least, stand guard because my meditation.
I will remind you, this would be the last night before you guys get to the cave. So,
This is the time.
I'll stay up with them just in case because I don't really need a long rest.
Also, this is a new area. I've never been here, so I don't know the surroundings or what may lurk.
Yeah, I'll stay up with them.
As we're staying up, I would like to also practice the magic thing, Butter.
All right, then go ahead and make that Arcana check again.
This time it's a +4. Okay. 21, 26, 31.
31. This time, when you do it, you're definitely getting very close as you are almost replicating exactly what he's doing, but you still feel like there's something missing. You're very close in the sense that for a moment or two you get that the magical sense, but it doesn't stay long enough to be practical.
Okay.
Is this at like a time where I'm asleep or no?
Depends to you. If you'd rather just stay up, you can.
I was just gonna basically say, for like RP fun, I was gonna be like, well, you're making very good progress. You practice literally every night, haven't you?
For the most part, I mean, I normally stay up a couple of hours after everyone else goes to sleep, so I can watch out. I mean, I'm used to landscapes like this.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm not sure how your arts and your mechanics work with. Well, I get a general idea of how it works. I'm not proficient with it like you are, obviously. However, it might be worth to make a focus for you.
What do you mean by a focus for me?
So, what I said previously, most magic users have to have a focus or a component like pouch, right? However, originally you didn't, but I think it's just because the way magic is more difficult to control. It's also limited. It's very weird. I think what you should do is when we're when we're in the mines or wherever we're going to be going, the sands, or if we find a place that has material, there's a specific metal that casters would use nowadays for
Good morning. I'm going to take a piss.
Good luck. But I think it might be worth building one or making one for you. I'm sure you could fit it into your arm. It might help you. You may not need it at all.
I mean, let me see. I'm going to pull out the blueprints to my arm that I made previously, Bubder.
Repeat that, please.
I'm going to pull out the blueprints I made to my arm when I was over at Christina's.
Cousins? Bro, what are you doing over there?
when I look at it, did I make it to where I had the vision of maybe more upgrades and leaving some room to put some extra shit in there?
Given your character personality, yes. You wouldn't have made it like super slim and compact. You would have definitely left room for right stuff. There.
Yeah,
okay. You got the server shelf.
Okay, yeah, I could. If what you say is helpful, then maybe you could go around here, and I point towards like my bicep.
That'll work. It's just something that'll help you channel it. It may not be needed. You're making more progress than most scholars would, which is surprising, but. If you need help, I don't know how to make it, but I can get a gist of it.
I mean, surely there's someone who knows how to make it, and then I can just ask them.
I mean, everyone I see nowadays is carrying a spellbook.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we'll see.
Worst comes to worst, we can just tinker around.
That is true. It could. Nothing ever hurts. Well, maybe, unless your arm explodes or your knee fireball goes off.
Or my arm gets cut off by... Never mind.
That's true. Well, wake me up when the deer shows. I'm going to take a rest. And I zonk.
Alright. Bloxy.
Mm-hmm.
As you fall asleep...
Wow.
Shika noko 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 kashtanta.
I swear on my life. You contact me.
This is just for you right this second. So if anybody has any questions, just wait a second. As you fall asleep, you find yourself back on that familiar, not familiar, but that platform that you were on for a short period. As you look around, everything seems a little fuzzy. Off in the distance, you see the stars that you saw previously.
Mm-hmm.
But to the left of you, you see something that is very familiar to you.
Mm.
You see your home.
What?
Just floating there, as great as it ever has been. A shiny example of the best enclave of them all.
Interesting. So wait, this is the entire city.
The entire enclave seems to be just floating there in space.
Oh, Eleanor? I think it's Eleanor. Yeah. Regardless, cool. Is this something I can reach, or are you still going?
No, it's pretty far off. Like, it's close enough for you to see.
Okay.
But it's not something that you could reach.
Okay. I just sit here and I watch it
as you are. Taking in the beauty of the enclave, your home that you wish to return to,
mm-hmm.
You notice something familiar, something that used to scare you that you'd see before, that you've seen before. One of those, or you see the giant serpent-like snake that you once saw devour a star as it comes closer. And in one single bite eats the entire enclave.
Yeah, that's not
good. As you snap awake. And off in the distance, you see slowly approaching the deer.
I stand up and I just say, if Arendelle's still awake, I'm assuming he is. Or even if he's not, he's consciously aware of me hearing just all of a sudden, Like me.
I think tonight I would have stayed up fully because new area.
I just point out and I say, "What are you? You're not a woman. You're not. You're."
I'm Arendelle.
No, I'm not talking to you.
You're not a woman. The worst thing, you're not a woman, is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I'm Arendelle.
Yeah, and I'm like, I just stand up, point at it, and I just waiting, and I say, "Come here."
She. The deer. First. Oh my gosh, the deer pauses for a second before it begins to glow in a white light, kind of too bright to like stare at.
Are we seeing this too?
Yeah, you guys are all seeing this.
The guardian, what the fuck?
As you guys kind of all like squint your eyes and look away. As the light doesn't stop, but it dims to the point that it's not blinding.
Crazy, yeah.
And Mr. Shane Everon.
I'm dead.
No, you're not dead.
Okay, cool.
Flux, might be a death saving throw.
Okay, cool.
Standing in front of you is a very familiar face.
Familiar face?
Yes, very familiar, actually.
Uh-huh.
You see Jessica.
Oh!
As she looks at you and says, "I chose this from your memories. I hope this is acceptable."
Wait, no. You're not Jeff. Wait. What are you?
I am a spirit, we'll say, of the mountains. I protect these lands, and I know your destination.
Okay. Just so you could be so kind. I mean, do I? If can everyone see this right now?
Yeah, everybody can see it.
You see, like, Shane heavily contemplate something in his brain. He just skips it completely. Like, just doesn't ask the question and says, "If you're the guardian, then why are you taking her form? Why are you taking Jessica?"
I apologize if this is uncomfortable. I chose one that meant a lot to you, hoping that it would make our conversation easier.
Yeah.
As she kind of slightly glows for a moment, switching to Dragon, one of your comrades that you fought with during the war. And she says, in now what seems to be a manly voice, is this better for you?
Yeah, that's better.
Shane?
Huh.
You see him too, right?
Yeah. Assuming something to do with you, right? I hope.
Butter, I'm assuming this is one of the guys that
yes.
that didn't make it.
Yes.
Arendelle just he shuts up and you see a single tear just drop down his eyes as he's just quiet.
Yeah. I kind of put a hand on, not like put a hand on Arendelle, but like pat him, not on the shoulder, but just one tap. And I say, "Oh, sorry. I just wasn't ready for that."
The spirit kind of tilts their head for a second. Says, "I used to be better at this." As she glows for the third time. This time being a turning into a person you guys have never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, correction, you have seen this before, Shane. You saw it whenever you peeked into her past or future.
Mm-hmm.
As a relatively tall woman with a long flowing white dress, as she kind of bends her head down a little bit and says, "I apologize. I didn't mean any discomfort."
"It's fine. You just scared me. I wasn't ready to meet someone like you yet. That's all." Yeah. The name is Shane. This is This is our group right now. What business do you have with us?
I know your destination, and I know what you're hoping to find.
What do you think I'm hoping to find?
I regret to tell you it's not going to be there, and you should likely be very cautious.
Yeah.
I have seen through you. I know what makes you tick. I don't want anything bad to happen to you guys. You have big things to accomplish.
Yeah, well, wait. You're able to see the future?
Well, not particularly. I know someone who can.
Is he an elf?
No.
Okay. Sorry, I'm all over the place. I don't mean disrespect. It's just not that often. This is actually the first time I've ever met one of you before. If I know what you are. Anyways, what's your name?
My name? What would you ever need that for?
For lore document reasons?
Is that just what you're going to say?
No, no, that's not what
I'm talking about.
I'd say, well, I don't know, I just find it easier to talk with someone when they have a name. I feel more personally connected to them.
Well, I've been called many things, my favorite of which would probably be Angari.
Okay. In what?
Angari. A-N-G-A-R-I.
A-N-G-A-R-I. Yep, that looks messed up because I got crazy handwriting. Okay. It's nice to meet you. You're here to warn us, right? You said that we're not going to find what I'm seeking, which I kind of expected, sort of. But you said be careful?
I've noticed you all have a tendency to rely on magic. I warn you that where you're going, you shouldn't be so predictable.
Interesting. So, I'm very single-minded, but does this place currently have inhabitants in it? Or around it?
Unfortunately, I have grown weak. It's been many millennia since I have taken this form, as she seems almost out of breath. She just looks back and says, just be wary of your magic, as she turns back into a deer. However, something seems off about this deer from what you guys have been seeing recently. This one seems exhausted and doesn't seem to have the sense of understanding or knowledge. It looks just like a regular deer.
So yeah, as it's more like afraid and more scared.
Yeah, as it just kind of scatters away.
I look over at Arendelle and I just turn to see probably everyone either... I mean, if this has happened before the 8 hours is up, then they would just be in the tiny hut waiting. So
yep.
I just look over and like...
Well, you, Shane, Arendelle, and Yinlar would have been awake.
Yeah.
Oh, why did you say my name like that?
Yinlar.
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 Dude, I feel insulted.
It's like hard R.
And Yinlar.
Over there.
By the way, Flux, if you actually looked at Arendelle, you'd see he's spacing out.
Yeah.
I like, just, thousand like, yard stare, like.
I get down, like, to two knees and say, hey. You in there? Well, I'll take that as a no. Listen, I don't know what happened to him. I don't know what you guys did. I don't know the mistakes that you've made, or maybe the mistakes people made. It not even be anyone's fault. But you gotta stay with us. I know it's not easy. I don't know what spells I have because I don't have the thing up. I got a general. Can I drop concentration on Tiny Hut?
Okay.
So kind of that orb goes away. And I would just very simply like to sit down right next to Arendelle. Not like weird close, but just close. And just sit there with him and like not really say anything, but just kind of be present.
Yeah.
And look over my shoulder at Sinny and Lair, and I'm like, if you could give us just a moment. And then I guess, depending on how it worked, either I fall back asleep or something happens. I don't know. I mean, I guess we wait until next day or until he pops out of his trance. That'd be the best way to put it.
Alright, I guess that'd be up to Dragon. Dragon, would you be kind of, like, clocked out until the morning, or?
It's not that I'm clocked out, I'm just in my head. I saw everything that happened and transpired, yeah. And just... I'll just sit down. I'm just quiet. I'm there.
Right.
I'm just quiet. But I'm there.
How long would you just be there processing?
Well, it's not that I'm there processing anymore. I'm sitting down just like waiting now, basically, until everyone else is ready to go.
Well, it happened in the middle of the night.
I'd probably just chill there for like an hour, and then if I even can, I would go back to my trance.
Okay.
Yeah, at this point, I think Shane would just be too tired from the experience and just... Or fall back asleep, because I don't think that counted as, like, hard activity. Like that.
Nah, you're good.
I think our sleep is still okay.
All right. Like,
I thought I was going to get eaten by a giant serpent, not going to lie to you.
You all go to sleep?
No. Wait 1 second.
What?
He said no.
Oh, okay. So, everybody, Omar goes to sleep. And everybody but Omar wakes up. Omar looks a little tired, apparently. You know, some dark circles around his eyes.
No, he's been up dead
all night, apparently.
He's dead.
I guess immediately I would just get up, and assuming we haven't been killed in our sleep because Tiny Hut dropped, I'll just get up, cast the spell that gives me gift. No, no, wait. What is it? Gift of Alacrity? Yeah, that's what it is. Can you roll me a d12?
Yeah. Got you, baby boy.
Yes, roll the d12.
Oh, whew. I thought that was a 1. It's a 7.
Okay, we're safe.
I rolled, I saw the 7, and I thought it was a 1. I ain't gonna lie.
Alrighty. What do you guys want to do?
I'll just be over by my horse, just petting it, saddling up, preparing.
Did you all want to continue to the cave?
We gotta discuss that.
Let's stop at Domino's.
Domino's. I think we would probably all just get in the car, I'm assuming, unless anyone objects.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
we came this far.
Yeah. I just kind of say... this is to everyone, basically, who's willing to listen. Is just, I'm not sure exactly what she meant by magic being the way it is, just problematic, or it's very vague, but that we shouldn't rely on it in our conventional. It's not something I've heard often. See, I don't know the extent of what she was trying to say, because it seemed like she hasn't had real contact with people like that in a while. It just means that wherever we're going, I have a feeling there's going to be some problems. Just if we do end up going to this place, which I still want to, about everyone else, but we made it this far, we should really be careful on what that is.
I mean, we're this far, we might as well just get to the cave and explore that. I mean, I want to go there and see if I can collect some of the sand anyways.
Yeah. Well, that'll be the plan. Is everyone fine with this? I mean, we just had a spiritual deer take the form of person I really cared about, and then changed into an elf, and then changed into a form I saw previously. It's odd. I've seen it in books, never seen it myself, but this felt different.
I mean, it depends on everyone else's feelings. I mean, I don't think Drifter has any plans for anything else. So he's just he's along with us. Yeah. In there, any thoughts?
I'm just kind of down to go with whatever the will of the party may be. Personally, I'd like to at least check out what this cave has to offer. I feel like we've come this far. Might make a bit sense to at least finish it out somewhat.
Agreed.
And, I mean, Nero's just spacing out.
Also, why did you fall asleep last night?
Me?
I guess I would look Nero. And, be like, you okay?
I think he said he was going to the bathroom.
He said that a while ago.
Yeah, but because of the fact he's not responding, I guess he's still gone.
That's true. He died.
I wonder if he's, like, feeling really bad right now. Like,
yeah, because he still might be under the weather. Yeah, I'm like, okay, he's going to go through it again. Tap him on the back. Get it out.
Get it out, buddy. Get it out.
Yeah, come on, it'll be okay. Anyways, yeah, I just kind of shrug my shoulders, say, well, worst possibility is we end up going there and for some reason trigger a wild magic to catastrophically destroy the entire environment around us and burst the kingdom of Lumenevia into 1,000 flames. What could possibly go wrong?
Hello?
Hello.
Sorry.
He's awake!
No, I just had to get my tuition paid a little quick.
Nah, you're good.
You're good, nothing much happened, we just talked.
Okay.
Spiritual.
Oh no, I heard everything, I just couldn't.
Oh, you heard everything? Okay, cool. Cool. Alrighty. I guess we're onwards to the cave then.
Yes.
Got a new.
Oh, a cave.
Yeah, we're going to a cave.
That's what I said, but I don't think my character knows about that. But
my character has a weird laugh, by the way, as you can tell.
Is there a particular reason why you're very excited to go to the cave?
Minecraft.
Are you asking that as a GM to Omar or a GM to Nero?
As a DM to Omar.
Oh. Well, can a nigga love exploring for a bit?
Okay, yeah, like, yeah, absolutely. I was just curious if I was missing something about
I just like
as a player to go to a cave.
I like dungeons, caves, and you know,
dragons.
I want to explore and dragons. I like dungeons and dragons.
Hey, yo, that's crazy.
Yo, it's almost like
One Piece reference.
Today's sponsor, D&D Beyond.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was the One Piece reference? I zoned out for just a second. I was too busy looking at a cute gif.
The One Piece is real. Why
you were fooling me, she met that. Okay, my fault. Wrong song.
I just realized, Omar, you weren't here whenever Dragon went down the thing to meet the gigantic beast.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't even born.
Yeah, he wasn't even here at that point. I keep forgetting. Wait.
Dragon took backshots from a mythical beast?
No.
I'm pretty sure that
you're dead.
Can I use mage hand? Can I use mage hand to jerk my wiener?
Smash your bait.
What?
Major bait.
I mean, listen. Is that an actual thing?
Oh, it's when you take two of those two toy Hulk hands and just stop ramming it down the shaft.
Oh, it's like when you take a Pringles can and a glove and some sponges.
Stop! Stop!
Die! Okay, you guys are on your merry way, and you guys get to the cave at about noon.
Is it sandy?
Is it noon?
It is very sandy. Butter. Almost suspiciously sandy.
As we are going through this cave, periodically, I
will say this, you guys haven't entered the cave yet.
I know.
You guys are still inside.
I'm not going to specifically be doing this, you know, and I'm just saying, I would like to collect a bit of the sand as we explore.
Okay. Now, Dragon.
Yes, sir.
If you want it, I will let you make your Arcana check earlier in the day, as you were told that this was a place that she had found some of the rocks. So your character would probably want to...
Yes. Yes. Do I get advantage for having that really good roll last time? No, okay.
Sure.
Okay, that's a really bad roll. And that's a better roll, but by one. Yeah, so this is it a plus six now?
Yes.
So that is 28.
Oh my gosh, bro, you're just not doing great, are you?
What do you mean not doing great?
Your first roll was a 32 or something like that.
No, my first roll was a 28.
28, whatever. Your dice, what I'm saying is your final rolls don't seem to be changing all that much.
They're not.
Hey, at least it's consistent.
I mean, did you want to utilize your lucky feet?
Oh, fuck!
Yeah.
By the way, I'm really trying to give this to you.
Okay.
385.
Okay, buddy, this is actually a big number.
It ain't up a 30. 32.
34.
37. 34. 34? Yes! This time, as you go to do it, you get the final grasp on how it works. As whenever you successfully cast the magic, you are able to actually detect magic. Fantastic, you did it.
Make sure you put that in your lore. That Shane Everon is the best wizard teacher since Gandalf. Cool.
Well, no, I just said on the road I learned magic from Shane. And then,
did Gandalf ever actually teach magic?
No, I don't think he ever did.
No.
That's not getting it better than him. I don't know about it in the movies.
Knock, knock, Bilbo. We're going on a adventure.
When we're here, so we're not in like the... Are we in the sandy area yet?
So you guys have like just entered the sandy area.
Cool. Do I get any familiarity? Like I've been here before?
You do. Faint familiarity.
Yeah.
As you know, you kind of remember that this is where you wake up. Spelljarn. Drag the whole thing in. It just acts as a regular spell for you.
Oh no. If I look around, do I see any skeletons of the people that may have died by me by accidentally, or no?
You do not, no.
Okay. Well, that's good. Cool. I would like to get off the cart. I'd like to just sit down on the sand, like, take a handful of it, and then pick it up over, like, my eye. Or not my eyes, I'm not gonna put it in front of me. Just kind of drop it slowly. Just say, yeah, this looks like the place. If you can tell by the architecture, this is probably it.
Butter, have I seen any of this like architecture before, or is this like completely new for me?
Architecture of what?
Oh, when Flux was talking about like architecture. Right, landscape. Shape. Landscape.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mostly normal. It's just suspiciously flat sand.
Yeah.
Like, very flat sand.
I'm just gonna start... Flex, you'll just see me get down on one knee and just start, like,
putting sand in my bag.
Oh, that's right. You wanted something to create a kaboom, right?
Yes, I need this for my boom boom.
Okay, well, you know the bag of holding doesn't have a limit, so you could just take all the sand eventually.
I don't know what you're on about. I just keep stuffing it.
as you're stuffing stuff into your magical bag, you hear coming from it, "I can give you power!
Powerful sand! I get it!" And I just stuff it with sand and I close it. Fuck you!
Are you ever gonna put that ring on?
I've never really thought about it, but I mean, I take that back. The thought has crossed my mind.
Well, at the very least, we should give it to someone who's very powerful and loves to take risk. I look at Nero. I look back.
What is with everyone and their weird stares?
I give Nero a 3,000 yard stare.
I love you, 3,000 yard stare.
Oh my gosh.
Adventures, Goon's Day.
I turn over to Nero and I'm like, "No, this is actually a genuine question. Where we're about to go, we might fight something somewhere. I don't know.
Whoever you said fight? Yeah.
I'm going to assume that means you have some kind of at least martial prowess.
Yes. However, I like kids.
What?
Okay. That is a joke. That is a joke. That's a joke.
Oh my.
Everyone relax. That was a joke.
Oh my. I didn't know we had a Nate impersonator in our lobby.
That was a joke, guys. Come on.
Yeah, true.
I know I'm new, but I like joking around if you didn't know me.
P. Diddy in court. It was a joke!
It was a joke!
It was a joke, guys!
Calm down.
Like they say, ain't no party. That's it. Maybe there was no party.
That's the only thing they ever say.
Ain't no party.
Alright, can we get serious?
Yeah. Walking in.
You eat my heart. Cool. Time to
lock the fuck in.
Gotta lock. Is this a big cave, or is it just like a wee little, like, Zelda Breath of the Wild cave?
As you get closer to it, it's less of a cave and more of a mine shaft. There is a minecart rail that goes down. Oh,
cool. Is it a diamond minecart?
It is not the diamond minecart, unfortunately.
Oh. Man,
that's crazy, because I could have sworn there was some knowledge, strength, and intelligence around here.
Okay.
Hey, buddy.
Okay.
I walk over to it. Does the cart seem fine to, like,
get? There is an actual mine cart. I'm sorry. There's mine cart rail.
Rails. Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay.
I mean, if you guys give me like an hour, I could strap something up.
Well, if you give me 2 seconds, I could make a cart. Butter, is there?
I'm so sorry.
If
make me completely useless.
No, I'm not making you useless. Seeing material.
Let me explain the situation real quick. Okay. As you guys enter. This is very clearly an abandoned mineshaft.
Yeah.
There aren't like any lights on or anything. It is very similar to just a Minecraft stinking mineshaft where you have multiple things that go off to the side where people went mining for stuff. Kind of all the way down. You notice that the few lights that there are, they are not regular lights. They are magical lights. They are all kind of stringed together to basically this box that's on the outside. Mr. TH3 Wagon, Arendelle, would kind of look at that and remember it a little bit, as it has a tiny rock on the inside. The exact tiny rock that you have that she gave you. So you would know how that works. Unfortunately, you just said
I got it
52 seconds ago.
Sorry. I speed ran this and he said my name.
Yeah, I do apologize. I didn't even notice that you sent that until
you never noticed the chat.
I do notice the chat, only on Thursdays.
But well,
yeah, any problem that we only do D&D on Wednesdays?
Yeah. Okay, Butter, I'm going to test something out.
Okay.
I would like to try casting Detect Magic by trying to detect that stone only.
Okay.
The one that's the stone that's specifically in my possession, not the one that's on the wall.
Okay. When you do that, and you kind of grin at the satisfaction that you're able to properly do it again. So you're able to reliably do it. As you look around, you are able to see a faint outline on the one that is in the wall. So it is at least similar to the one that you have.
Okay.
You don't see anything else, though.
Well, yeah, it's only a 30-foot sphere, and we're at the entrance of a cave. Of course it's going to be mined out if there was any. Alrighty, okay.
There are some leftover tools, like pickaxes and such, to the side.
I'm gonna put one in my bag. Just keep it for safekeeping.
You're gonna grab a pickaxe, sir?
Yeah, I'm gonna grab a pickaxe. I'm assuming we're venturing down.
Yeah.
No, we're at the entrance currently.
Okay.
It's like a mine shaft.
Cool.
And I'm assuming we're planning on going down.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to do something cool if we had the material.
There would be enough material to make a decent enough minecart, if that's what you're wanting to do.
Yeah, if I could, I would like to, wherever this, either metal or whatever it would be, I guess it would have to be metal. Shane would place his hand on the material and just speak an unintelligible word. And I think Arendelle would get a kick out of it because you basically see a shift of material get converted from raw material all the way into like a minecart just sitting on the track. He had to turn his camera on for that. Yeah, that's exactly what it would be. It's kind of helpful, a little bit.
How long have you been able to do this?
Just recently, after our fight with Vexor or something.
Okay. I thought you were holding back on me because you are a gold mine.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I can only do that twice, and then I gotta knock out for 2 hours because the weave is broken.
I mean, that's perfectly fine. May I borrow you sometime?
Yeah. I'm fine with that. You can borrow me whenever. That sounds a little bit weird.
That sounds extremely weird. Please never say that again.
You can use me whenever. You can have me. You can.
You know, I'm thinking about going back to Thalassaril for a permanent stay. I don't think I should be a part of this party anymore.
Yeah, that's fine. I hop in the cart. Is there enough room for everybody? Because how many?
There's four of you. If you guys squeeze, yes, there's enough for all of you. All
right, guys, it's gonna be really tight.
To make more room, I'm just gonna pop out my arm and put it on my lap.
Okay.
Makes it a little more comfy.
Alrighty.
More comfy.
By the way, hang on. Completely off topic, but this is exactly what I just imagined. Whenever you see it created the minecart.
Hang on.
Oh no.
It's loading.
I know exactly which clip this is.
It's loading. I've been disconnected. It's loading.
I don't know if we're going to get this chat. It's at 720p. I can't go any lower.
It's still loading.
Oh my god. Yeah. I know what this is too, Dragon.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to think of it in my head.
Okay, it's the. Have you ever seen Transformers?
Oh, you mean Age of Extinction? Yeah,
that's the Galvatron. It's just
Darkwing. My finger can't transform. Gookie geek.
Yeah,
that is really all that I imagined.
That is peak. The DM smiled.
Okay, so are you guys just gonna hop in the cart?
Hop in the whip.
I am. I need to hop in the cart, bro.
As you guys go to, is there any way that you guys are fueling this, or are you guys just gonna let momentum do its work?
I mean, if I need to, I'll cast.
Like, I can use force cannon.
Yeah,
cast haste.
Force cannon.
I'm just like, we need a shepherd. I need to be at the back, and I'm just gonna put my arm back on. I'm like, yeah, is everybody ready?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
I'm gonna pop up my arm. Force cannon.
Before you do that, I will remind you, it is a dark cave, and you know that there are magical lights with a thingy on the side. Did you want to try and turn on the lights by putting magic into it?
Nah.
Actually, I thought they were already lit.
No, I said, they were not lit.
Since I have some experience with them, like seeing them, I want to test it around. Can I try, before we even hop in the cart, I want to try and activate one of the lights. Can I do that?
Alright. So, you can't activate just an individual light. Like I said, there's that box that has
it's a box. Okay, cool.
That's the thing, and they're all connected with wires to each other. Back to that box.
Okay. Seeing what I saw from Christina's, Foxy's cousin, I'm gonna see if I can try and replicate what she did and what she showed me.
Alright. As
kind of like the same feeling that I was learning to tech magic with. I'll use like that same version of magic.
Alright.
So I feel it.
As you do that, you notice a small amount of your power just kind of flow into the crystal. The crystal is, or the rock or whatever, it's kind of on the smaller side. So it doesn't take very much. Not like anything nowhere near what a spell slot would use or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The moment it does so, the lights begin to turn on one at a time all the way down the mineshaft. You want to hop in?
I'm fucking hopping in. Now, like I said, is everybody ready?
All right, now we're ready. And thank you for
joining us. Yes, I'm ready. Yes, King.
All right, everyone. When we start going, we throw our hands in the air.
No. Please hold on tight. And I'm just going to start repeatedly, like every 5 seconds, doing force cannon.
Okay, give me 20 seconds for me to research up Force Cannon.
It's a bonus action.
I'm aware what it is.
It just repels like a force, I would assume.
I know that part. Well, just give me a second,
If it doesn't work like that, then the name is very misleading.
Don't know that. No, it definitely works like that. Don't worry, you're good.
Are you seeing if it like makes a lot of noise?
Just let me read.
Are you checking what size it could be? That's wait. How much weight is it? How much? You know what?
It's in my arm.
No, you're good. You're good. Okay, it's not what I thought it was. All is fine. You're fine.
Golfity golf.
All right. You head down this mineshaft. Now. Are you going to be doing it consistently and just trying to go faster and faster? Or are you going to try and control the speed a bit?
I'll control the speed just to be safe, because we don't know if the cart derails at some point.
Okay, how fast are you wanting to go then?
20 miles per hour.
How about I just say I'll cast, or I'll just do my force cannon around every... every 12 seconds, and then checking ahead to see like what the path looks like.
So, are you trying to do a you
cast, I shoot it,
and then you guys like you slow to a crawl, then again to a crawl, just to make sure it's safe to keep going type thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Then after maybe 5-10 minutes. Yes. This goes on very very far. You notice something up ahead.
Uh-oh.
It seems to be the silhouette of a person, as far as you can tell. It's still moving, and it's kind of in the dark. It would be about a good, 100 feet in front of you, further into the mineshaft.
100 feet tall?
I love how you have to specify how far away it is. Dark vision!
Dark vision?
I was about to say dark vision, and then you specified.
I think a general rule of thumb is if you have magical darkness, then it's probably a little different. But dark vision is basically just what we have as humans. Basically. That's it.
I have magical dark vision.
IRL.
All right. I can see 120 feet as if it was bright light.
There you go.
If we see...
Can you actually?
Yes.
Oh, I was just saying no because it felt like the correct answer. Good
I
have lord.
I can see 120 feet as if it were bright light and infinite range as normal dark vision.
Where the crap did you get that from?
What's it called? Fucking Gloomstalker? Everything outside of the 120 foot range is just dim light.
Yeah, but that's also your eyes have a limit. So 120 feet is your limit, but you can see past it, you just can't make out detail.
I just can't. Exactly. That's what...
Okay, then I guess you would be able to kind of clock that it is definitely what looks like a person at that distance. Seems to be human.
Are they giving any?
They are not moving at all.
So, like, if I move in closer to just try and get a better look, I am going to be on high alert, by the way. Like, weapon.
So are you getting off the cart?
I kind of want to, like, gesture to the party, like, hey, let's go ahead and. Dwagon's the only one, like, juicing it, right?
Yeah, but, like, if I saw a silhouette too, I would slow down.
Well, if you saw a silhouette, I guess if you're starting to slow down.
Well, Butter told me I saw something ahead of us that looks like a human, so I would start slowing down.
Okay.
Or at least I would stop shooting the force cannon.
You guys are just going to kind of like, for lack of a better term, creep up on this.
Yeah. I don't want to run the person over if it is a person.
You kind of creep up to it, once it gets to about 60 feet away, you can clearly make it out. It is, in fact, not a person, but what appears to be a statue.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Its back. What?
Okay, never mind. Continue.
Does the statue look familiar?
The statue appears to be of just a regular human female. On her back are small wings.
Oh no! Oh no!
Oh no! It is not a monster! I swear it is not a weeping angel!
No! Okay! Fucking tweaking. I look away from it and then look back at it.
All is good, it doesn't move.
But wait, we're all looking at it. Guys, look away.
As you all look away and then look back.
It's gone.
No, not actually. It's fuck. Not moved.
Butter, if I take a look at this, is there any way for me to tell, like, for this being just a statue, is there any way for me to tell that this is, like, far too realistic of a statue?
Are you basically trying to...
I'm trying to see if it's like somebody who's been petrified.
Vibe check?
Yeah.
Roll a religion for vibe check.
Religion?
Yeah, I forgot he has never done a vibe check before.
This is just like the third vibe check ever. Fourth vibe check ever.
Yucky. Oh, okay, so 17. What's my... minus one, 16.
Alright, with a 16, you get very neutral vibes. It doesn't particularly seem harmful or...
Does?
Whoa. Hey, Butter?
Oh, yes.
No. I'm going to take one for the team. I'm going to hop out the cart. I'm going to go up to the statue. Anything happen as soon as I walk up to it?
No, everything seems fine.
Okay.
As you get closer, you do notice it's not the most well-built statue of all time. There are some parts that are clearly not up to snuff. In details,
this is what I want to do. I want to put my ear up to the statue. Do I hear anything inside of it?
It's a mimicky.
Oh yeah, don't touch it. Don't touch it.
No, you do not.
Okay, so it's not like that one statue we once previously saw that had a heartbeat.
The crafter down here or something.
No.
Okay. Does it resemble anything that I know? The statue itself. Like, does it is it trying to be anything?
Not as far as you can tell. It seems to just be a statue of a regular human.
This, just so that I'm 100%, this isn't the one that my character saw with the goblin, right?
Near no. It.
Okay, just make sure. Okay, I'm not interested. What I will do, though, is I will focus on this as a landmark, and I will try to keep concentration on that
24 hours, because I have a feeling we're about to get a little lost.
Okay.
I
will say that the minecart rail does continue onwards for quite a bit further.
I was feeling that.
In terms of the statue, is there any, like, markings on it? Can I investigate the statue?
Markings of what kind?
Like, maybe a name of the person who may have sculpted it.
You don't need to make an investigation or anything for that. There isn't any particular markings on it anywhere. It is very clearly just a statue made to resemble someone. As to who that is, you have no idea.
And there's no, like, nameplate saying what it is? Okay.
Arendelle, I'm not feeling the best about that. I'm not saying you should step away. What I am saying is we could have an issue, maybe. Statues aren't that problematic, but could be a help.
Standing position, I should have said earlier. It is, like I said, it has the wings on its back, and it just has its hands, kind of like in a prayer type thing. Yeah. Basically doing a number like this, if my camera would ever turn on.
I'm pulling on Adventuring's banner.
Okay.
Yes.
Exactly. Literally.
Like that.
Does it look like Arendelle?
Yeah, is it human? Is it just human? No, like I said,
human. No pointy ears or anything. Very clearly made to resemble a human.
Does it have cracks in it?
That's a good question.
You know what? Roll a investigation check.
A what? Sorry.
Investigation.
Okay. It's like how the fuck do I do that?
I will also do the same. So we'll have two rolls.
I'll open my character sheet.
While they're doing that, I'm gonna get out. I'm gonna go
normal or with advantage?
Just normal.
I'm gonna get out and go join them. I want to use my quarterstaff, kind of like a pool stick, and just kind of hit the statue. I want to see if I would get any markings of like, this is breakable. I'm not going to try and just outright shatter it or anything, but I want to see if it looks like it would resist a couple of good hits.
Okay. Well, first we'll cover the scratch marks. As you kind of look at it, there are some scratch marks. It's definitely not pristine quality or anything. Like, for example, near the what are supposed to be the legs, there's obviously some places that either the original sculptor had messed up, or somebody had come and maybe hit it with something. However, even though kind of all over there are slight defects, the wings were probably the focus of the sculptor's attention, as they seem to be pretty much immaculate. Now, Nate, as you smack it with your with the stick and quarter staff, it is.
Is it hollow?
Sorry. It feels pretty much completely solid stone.
Okay.
It's not gonna break super easily unless you really tried.
Do the wings look like they'd come off?
Do they look like they'd come off? What do you mean by that?
Well, like you said, the wings are better off than the rest of the statue. Does it look like something where the wings could be pulled off separately as opposed to the rest of it?
It's built directly into it.
Okay. Well, guys, I think I know what I have to do.
Don't break it.
I'm gonna take a step back and crack the shit out of
it. I'm going back in the cart, and I'm preparing
Zoom. I'm getting away from Nate.
I'm getting away.
At least watch away from Nate.
Nate, you have fun,
this is
buddy.
Gonna be us.
Wait. Hang on. Hey, Butter. If I stand, like, hella back, can I smack it with one of my rocks? Or is that, like, not gonna deal enough damage to break it?
That's not gonna do nearly enough damage.
That's fine. I'll smack the shit out of it with my quarterstaff. I'm gonna try and get... I mean, it's a decently long quarterstaff. I'm gonna try and get as far away as possible, but I know that still leaves me within melee if anything goes wrong.
You don't need to, like, make a roll to attack or anything. You're trying to hit an inanimate, non-moving object.
Just so you
know. Is the statue surprised?
shut up. Just so you know, I'm in the cart, and I have my hand out, ready to leave Yin Lair at any moment's notice.
What the fuck?
Gotcha.
What do you mean, what the fuck? You attack it.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but it's you.
Listen, listen, if there is anything in that statue, or if that statue is anything dangerous, then Nate, don't you think the first person it would be aggravated towards is you?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, it would be highly logical to run the fuck away from you.
But I'm going to go back. I'm gonna shoot at it. Wait, I'm just going to shoot at it with my bow. My bow does 9 billion damage.
Towards people, but not towards, like, all, stone.
Your character would 100% block. Shooting it with a bow would probably be pointless.
That's fair enough. All right, that does not change my decision.
Your character is literally stupid.
As you go to... as you swing it, your first swing is not enough to destroy it. It kind of, like, cracks a little bit. Well, I should ask this. Where are you trying to hit it? Just in general? Are you trying to hit the head, the wings, the arms?
Pussy.
I feel like if the wings are like as pristine, I should probably try and break them off just in case.
Okay, so you're aiming for the wings.
I'm aiming for like small of the back, like if it crumbles to separate the wings from the back. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I gotcha. Okay. All right. Then yeah, as you swing as it, it definitely cracks.
No. Yep. Bye-bye, mate!
It definitely cracks and breaks off. And nothing happens.
The DM after is your, smiling. Like I said,
after your second...
Butter, I cast a recall from League of Legends. wherein I go back to base.
Sorry, no. But like I said, nothing seems to happen.
Butter, I'm looking around the room. Does anything look different now?
No. Everything seems to look just fine.
Ginlark, I'm gonna check on the wings.
Ginlark, get the fuck in! We're leaving!
We probably should get going.
Ah!
I just messed it.
Don't do that to me, Butter!
I love how Butter has gotten to the point... 14, by the way, really quick.
I love how Butter has
gotten to the point where all he has to do is throw in a small chuckle and y'all fucking have a schizo moment.
Butter doesn't chuckle unless there's a joke. Or he's really happy at what you just fucking
or
did.
Or he's not stupid and is trying to fuck with y'all. That's also a possibility.
He's not that smart. Yeah, I've known him for so long.
You hear Tim, that, Butter? I'm
not
you're mad at
that. Anyways.
Right?
You're not wrong. And keep in mind, my laughter, smile, or chuckle can all be attributed to one thing. You guys are expanding the lore of my universe, and I'm excited. Like I said, nothing happens. Even as you guys look around, expecting some horrible creature to befell you, or the statue to move and kill you all, nothing appears to happen.
Alright.
Something happened.
We're getting in the cart. We're gonna go back. Yeah, we're gonna go around. I have this marked in my head. It's marked on the map. You can pull it up. Apex. All right, cool.
It's pinged.
Yeah, it's pinged. All right.
Okay, bro.
It's got a Kraber inside of it.
The Kraber! Give it to me.
Yeah, and then as soon as bro gets in, I would also, I mean, I don't know how fast we're going, but I think my crow's pretty consistent. Could I send my crow in front of us just 100 feet as we're going?
Sure. So you guys are continuing down the mine shaft? Sure.
Yeah, except I'm going a little faster this time. Just a smidge.
Okay. All right. As you guys continue on your way, I guess Shane would notice this first. There's another statue. This one appears to be a half elf.
Oh no.
Oh wait, hang on. This is just a half elf, correct?
Yes.
Is it mimicking a dark elf?
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to discern an elf from a dark elf in a statue.
I can. How do you think I murdered them all? I think I would know.
You would know. you would clock it.
Okay. Basically, Shane is just like, he's obviously not present, but he does say basically what he's seeing as the general thing. He just can't hear you. So he's basically saying, you know, statue on the side that looks like a half elf. Does anything look weird through the crow's perspective or no?
No, it looks pretty much very, very similar to the previous one that you saw. The wings look very pristine, like it was given most of the attention. And the rest of the statue looks okay.
Okay. I guess as long as we're continuing and we don't stop, I'll keep sending that crow forward to see if there's any more information.
Alright. As you guys continue, you see a you see another statue and another, all of varying races. They seem to be more common the further you go.
He's dead.
I just got the DMing.
It was Andrew.
Yeah, he's moving
downstairs. He's going
downstairs. Yeah. Leo, to you guys, should we pause or continue and just film him when he gets back?
Is it deeply important?
Highly depends on what y'all do.
I don't like how that's set up. I don't like that.
I actually don't think I have long before I have to sleep because I have a 9 a.m. tomorrow. So okay. If it's okay with you guys, I'd prefer pausing. I mean, then again, I can stay up, but I'd prefer pausing, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
Completely up to you guys.
I'm good regardless.
I mean, if we want to just keep going until we find a spot to actually stop, then we can. I have no qualms. Or if it's almost down there, I mean, if people...
The other one works for me. I think if we're stopping now, it's good regardless.
Yeah, because we're not getting into anything.
We're not getting into anything. We're setting up for something, but then again, I'm down for anything.
Okay. What do you think, Bubder? What's your call?
My call is whatever y'all want.
7 hours. I'm just kidding.
24-hour session.
I'm down for a 24-hour session.
Oh, Lord. Hey,
name the time, place, Christmas and date. Day. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're gonna be there, Butter?
I will be there.
How about January 1st?
I'll be there.
How about December 28th?
I'll be there.
June.
How about
September 11th, 2001?
Be there. Nate, ain't no fucking way we just did the same shit.
Okay, so I guess we'll take an intermission and call it there for now.
I guess.
All right.
Definitely a shorter session, but I have no qualms with it.
All right. Well, boys, I'm going to head out then. I'm going to get some shut-eye. Hopefully not shit myself in class tomorrow.
You're going to shit
yourself. Yeah, thank you for the session, boys.
Yep. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, good night, boys. Bye-bye.
Bye. In the mines.